The morning sun danced into Volga's bedroom and tickled his eyes open. A chorus of tweeting birds welcomed a brand new day as the smell of the hayfields wafted in through his window. After weeks of rain, summer had finally arrived in the Viking village of Blubber, and Volga wasn't about to waste a minute of it. He jumped out of bed, tripped over a bundle of fur, and fell face first onto the floor. The bundle of fur raised its head and gave a grumpy woof. "Sorry, Grunt," said Volga, hopping back to his feet. "Didn't smell you there." Volga went to the window and looked out. The sky was a brilliant blue with not a cloud in sight. The sun burned just above the horizon, turning the distant ocean into a lake of fire. It was the perfect day for pillaging. Then again, it was always the perfect day for pillaging as far as Volga was concerned. He just wished the rest of the village felt the same way. Many of the villagers were outside now, digging their gardens and watering their flowers. Some of them were tending to their vegetable patches. Volga shuddered. In his opinion, real Vikings didn't bother with vegetables. Volga stretched and patted down his wild, greasy hair. He rubbed his chin and was disappointed to discover he still didn't have a beard. Proper Vikings needed beards, and he wished his would hurry up and arrive. A deep, rumbling sound suddenly shook the room around him. He turned and looked at his dog. "Grunt, was that you? What have you been eating?" The sound came again, louder this time than before, and Volga realized it wasn't coming from the dog. It was a truly horrible noise, deep and booming, but with a nasty high-pitched whine at the edges. He imagined it was what an angry whale with indigestion would sound like. He hoped it might be an invading army or a crazed dragon, but nothing that exciting ever happened in Blubber. The sound reached an ear-splitting high note that made his whole skeleton tremble, and Volga finally realized what it was. His mum was singing. "Morning, my little turnip," said Helga as Volga shuffled into the kitchen. "Morning." He watched her twirl around the table. It was like watching an elk trying to do ballet.